Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, good morning. Welcome to Bible Storyland. We're grateful that you came to be with us this morning. And as we pray, we thank you for praying with us. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. No one has an arm like you. Oh, God, Lord, you are full of power. You are full of might. Lord, you have a mighty arm. You have a strong arm. And your right hand is high in the name of Jesus. Stretch out your arm, Lord God. Deliver us and rid us out of all bondage, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, stretch out your arm, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Snatch us, oh, God, keep us in your holy arm. Lord, let us fear and dread, oh, God, and fall, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Fall on our faces and worship you, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let fear and dread fall upon our enemies by the greatness of your arm until we pass over. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, oh, Father, favor us and let your right arm bring us into our possession in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, break Rahab in pieces and scatter your enemies with your strong arm in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just bless you right now. We praise you right now. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Let your hand establish us. Let your arm strengthen us, oh God. Your hand and your holy arm give us the victory, oh God. We don't get victory on our own, but you are the one true and living God who give us victory. Show your lightning down, oh God, your arm against our enemies. Oh, Father, we trust in your arm for our salvation, oh God. Awake and put on strength, O arm of God. Awake as the ancient days, O God. Cut Rahab and wound the dragon. O God, make bare your holy arm in the sight of all nations and let all flesh see your salvation. In the name of Jesus, show your strength with your arm and scatter the proud. Reveal your arm unto us, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we thank you for your precious blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. No weapon that is formed against us will prosper. In the mighty holy name of Jesus, you are a God of peace. You are a God of holiness. You are righteous in all your ways. So this morning, we say thank you, Father. In the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 We give you the highest praise this morning, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we thank you this morning that we could call on your holy name and you hear and you answer. Well, good morning again and welcome to Bible Storyland. We're in the second week of 2015. Today is Family Day. We're honoring fathers. We're honoring mothers. We're honoring children. We're honoring grandparents, aunts, uncles, and cousins. We thank God for the family. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth rejoice. Let's rejoice because he is mighty and great. Let's all give our God praise and thanksgiving. He is greatly to be praised. He has done great things for his people. He loads us up with benefits every day. Let's give him much thanks and much praise, great honor. Oh, yes, indeed. Righteous people, when we call on our God, he answers. He answers us. We're his children. So we thank God for righteous people. Oh, we thank God that he answers us. Even before we call, he said he's already answered us. God is looking for those who are after his heart. Are you after the heart of God this morning? Oh, yes, he's looking for people who's running hard after him, who thirst and hunger for him. God drew us with loving kindness. God is loving, but at the same time, he chastens those whom he loves. He keeps us on the holy path of righteousness. Like a good father who corrects his children, we are God's children, and he corrects us, and he keeps us righteous before him. Well, it is family day this morning, and I thank God for each of you. I thank God for fathers and mothers, children, extended family. Well, we're thanking God this morning. Bishop David Bryant from D-Land is on with us. He's going to be praying for our families this morning. Good morning, Bishop.
Good morning, Sister G. How are you?
I am blessed of the Lord. Thank God he woke me up. Hallelujah. I was on Bishop Bryant's prayer line last night. Oh, my God. It was awesome last night. One of my spiritual daughters gave a testimony. She also came on the radio a few weeks ago and gave a testimony. And there was much praise and much honor. Many testimonies went forth on his prayer line last night. And I tell you, Bishop prayed. He prayed. He prayed unto God. And I know God heard him from his throne room. So we're grateful that Bishop joined us, even though he was up late last night. I think we got off about 1:30 this morning, 1 o'clock or so. But I thank God that he woke us up. He started us on the way. So Bishop is going to pray for families this morning. Let God have his way.
Father God, we thank you today. We thank you for your goodness and your kindness. We thank you for your tender mercy. We thank you for everything you've done. You've been good, and we want to say thank you. You brought us from a mighty long way, over hills and mountains, through the valley and shadow of death. We say thank you. God, we thank you because the church was founded upon families. You established families way back in Genesis. You said that it was not good for a man to be alone. Then you told the husband and the wife to be fruitful and to multiply. So, God, we thank you for families. We thank you for our personal families. We thank you for our immediate families. We thank you for our extended family. We thank you for our community family. We thank you for our church family. We just thank you, God, that we're one big, happy family, all sharing the blood of Jesus. Thank you that through your blood we became heirs and joint heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. We tell you thank you. Thank you for our sisters and our brothers, our nieces and our nephews, our aunts and our uncles. Thank you, God. We appreciate you today. Now, God, we name of Jesus.
God, we focus.
We pray for families right now, in and all over this country. You meant for a family to be a father, a mother, and children. And, God, we stand on that premise. That's what's considered a family. Father God, we ask that our young men, our young women, all of these, keep those principles that you set down from Genesis to Revelation about the family. Fathers, don't provoke your children to wrath. Help us to be men of God. Help us to walk worthy of the vocation when you call. God, I pray for the man who's supposed to be the head of the house, not the boss, but the head, God, to lead his family in worship, to lead his family in praise. God, in the name of Jesus, to lead his family in prayer. Father, help us to be the men that we're called to be in the last and evil days. Help us to walk, God, and be, Father, role models for other young men to see. God, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be trifling. God, I pray for fathers everywhere. I pray for that father that's looking for a job right now, God, to support his family. And seemingly it's hard to do. God, make a way and open a door for him in the name of Jesus. Hiya! Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, bless him right now in the name of Jesus. Bless these men of God that's trying to do your will. We pray in the name of Jesus that they have stepped up to the plate and trying to do what you called them to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Father God, bless those mothers. Father, first of all, those mothers, those married couples, that mother, that wife. Bless her in the name of Jesus. Strengthen her where she's weak. God, sometimes it's difficult being the mother and the wife, and there's a lot on the plate. But God, you called us, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. And God, we pray in the name of Jesus that as she do all that, God, that you give her strength, you give her power, and she walks in the anointing. In the name of Jesus. And God, for those single-parent homes, those young ladies that are leading home by themselves, I ask you to bless them in the name of Jesus. Those women that are looking for husbands, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that they be patient and wait on you and not be tricked by the enemy. In the name of Jesus, that God, you would send them a real man, a husband, a man of God at the appointed time. We pray in Jesus' name. God, we pray for our children that they be obedient to you. In the name of Jesus, obedient to their mothers and fathers. We pray against God. Gangs, and we pray against violence. We pray against, oh God, murders and all of these things, God. We pray that our young men and young women have a mind to finish school, go to college, or technical school, or God, we use their hands for the good of their community. We pray in the name of Jesus for aunts and uncles, godparents, granddaddies, and grandmamas, God, that they will all take a hand and help raise them. These children, in the name of Jesus, that we be what we need to be for each other. And then, God, as we be parents, brothers and sisters, sons and daughters, we can go to your house and worship you and in spirit and in truth. Father, we pray for families right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Society is going against the traditional family. But we know what you stand for. And we stand for what you stand for. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. And God, forgive all of us that do not celebrate the family as you do. Forgive us, God, if we did anything to disrupt the family. Forgive us, God, if we don't walk in the ways that we should. God, forgive. Forgive men that have not been good husbands. Forgive women that have not been good wives. God, forgive men and women that have not been good parents. In the name of Jesus, and give them another chance to get it right. Father, only you can and you will. In the name of Jesus, we pray against children going to DCF custody. God, make these parents, hallelujah. Oh, God, bless them of honor and can keep their own children and raise them up in the admonition of you. God, we pray right now. We pray also, God, for Sister G, and that business that she wants to open up to celebrate children. Oh, God, to train children so they can be good parents when they grow up. They can be good brothers and sisters, spiritual brothers and sisters. God, in the name of Jesus, open a door and make a way. And, God, for each wife on the phone whose husband is not saved, God, I pray in the name of Jesus that you bless them, save their husband, fill them with the Holy Ghost and power. For a sanctified wife, sanctify her husband. And God, I pray right now for families in the name of Jesus that they become one as you and your Father are one. We thank you for it now. We praise you for the result. We thank you for where you're taking us to. We're grateful for our family. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. We thank you for that powerful prayer, Bishop. Thank God for you, honoring families today. Well, we have a mighty woman of God on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. She is a busy lady. God is using her mightily, and I thank God for it. Good morning, Minister Donna Hawkins. How are you this morning?
Good morning, Minister G. God bless you, and my goodness, I enjoy the prayer.
I know, me too. Well, did y'all have snow this week?
No snow. It was 4 degrees on Wednesday. It's 7 this morning.
Guess what? We had snow here in Jacksonville. I think it was Wednesday.
You made the national news. Yes, ma'am. I saw that.
Well, I thank God it's not snowing in Paducah, Kentucky, but it snowed in Jacksonville.
Well, well, now that's something.
It is.
That
well,
is something.
Your strength in the Lord as you go do what the Lord's calling you to do. What are you going to sing this morning?
I'm going to sing God Has Smiled on Me.
Amen.
Even in the midst of disappointment, He's still smiling on us.
Oh, yeah.
God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. God has smiled on me. He has set me free. God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. Oh, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good to me. A lamp unto my path is He. Without Him I would fall. I don't know what He is to you, but to me, He's my all and all. Hallelujah, God has smiled on me. He has set me free. Oh, God has smiled on me. He's been good. He's been good. He's been good to me.
Amen, amen. Yes, God has smiled on us.
Amen.
He's given us abundant life. He's given us strength. He's given us hope. He's an amazing God.
Oh, yes.
Amazing God. We were once lost, but now we are set free by the blood of Jesus. So I thank the Lord this morning. Thank you, Minister Donna Hawkins. God bless you. Oh, we just
thank
love you so much. We love all
thank you,
of
Minister
you.
Thank you, Minister G. I love you,
lifting
too.
You up. Huh?
Amen.
I love
you,
too. Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. You have a blessed day. Thank the Lord for you.
Amen.
All right. Well, we have a surprise for you this morning. Mother Fanny is on with us this morning from Daytona Beach. I don't know if she's going to sing, but she may. Good morning, Mother Fanny. How are you?
Good morning.
We're glad to have you on with us. It's the first
time.
Well,
I'm glad to be on this morning.
Amen. You going to sing a song of praise unto the Lord this morning?
Well, I'll try to do the best. It's the first time for me being on the radio.
Well, we are happy to have you on.
I will try to do the best that I could do.
You got a great voice, you all. Go ahead, Mother.
Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While some on this tears of journey, I won't. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. Walk with me, Lord. Walk with me. While I'm on this pilgrim journey, I won't. Walk with Mother, walk with me, walk with my mother, walk with me, while I'm on this pilgrim journey, I won't. Walk with Father, walk with me. Walk with my Father, walk with me. While I'm on this pilgrim journey, I walk to walk with me, to hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand, hold my hand, Lord, hold my hand, while the one this feels a journey. I want Jesus to walk with me.
Amen. Amen. You know God is an awesome King.
Thank you, Jesus.
And He is walking with us. We can't make it unless He walk with us. We can't make it unless He talk with us. Well, this morning,
yes,
He's
Lord.
Calling on us. He's walking with us. He's talking
yes,
with us. Yes, on the journey that He has us on. He's
oh,
a
yeah.
great God. And you know Psalms 1, chapter 1, it says, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel
yes.
of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners,
mm-hmm.
nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful.
Yes,
but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law does he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of the waters, that bringeth forth fruit in its season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but they are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. But the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. And you know we serve the great Lord God Almighty. God gives us His word to read, to study, and to obey. God wants us to get counsel from godly people who are wise. Be careful who we listen to. Be careful who we listen to. There's another voice that speaks, but we're to listen to God's voice. Listen to God's people. God said, you know, that his sheep know his voice, and another voice they will not hear nor answer. Now, you know, our job is with sinners is to tell them that God wants them to be saved, that God loves them, and he wants them to be saved. Ungodly people should not influence the righteous people. Their influence is unrighteous. As children of God, we should delight in the law of the Lord. We should love the word of God, because God wrote his word for our direction, for our guidance, for our obedience. We must meditate, think about, keep our minds on, review God's word over and over, night and day. We must be rooted deeply in God's word, like a tree that's planted in the ground. We must bear fruit, the fruit of the Spirit in Galatians. Love must be planted deeply in our hearts. Joy must be planted deeply in our hearts. Peace must be planted deeply in our hearts. Long-suffering must be planted deeply in our hearts. Gentleness must be planted deeply in our hearts. Goodness must be planted deeply in our hearts. Faith must be planted deeply in our hearts. Meekness must be planted deeply in our hearts. Temperance must be planted deeply in our hearts. Whatever we do as children of God, we will prosper. But the ungodly, they're going to vanish away as if they never existed. The ungodly will vanish quickly. The Lord knoweth the way of the righteous. He directs the path of the righteous. Those who are righteous must obey God. Today is family day, and we are thanking God for families. Those of us who are saved have two families. Our birth family that we were naturally born into, and our spiritual family that God birthed us into. We thank God for our families. We must remember to love the Lord, our God, with all of our heart, soul, and strength, to love each other like we love ourselves. Love covers a multitude of faults. We got to be patient with each other. We are all under construction, and God is not finished with any of us. When he's finished, we'll be gone to glory. Mm-hmm. Right now, he is having us under construction. So we got to be long-suffering with each other. Like God, he's so long-suffering with us. That's the way we got to be with each other. And we got to praise the Lord like never before. Mm-hmm. Today we're going to shout and praise the Lord forever. Well, we have Jackie Travis on with us this morning. From Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to sing songs of praise. Good morning, Jackie. Got a phone on mute. Hey, Jackie. You'll come in.
Good morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Did snow fall on your face the other day?
I saw it. It was great. Everybody was so excited.
I know I was.
It was exciting. Yeah, we had snow in Jacksonville.
Yes,
yes ma'am.
What is
kind of way I can
come?
I have an announcement about the women's Women on the Front Line, which features you, Sister D, and Mother Henry, and another lady, Sister Anderson. They're having a program. Mildred Jones is having a program at her church. That's why I need the address. I need to come on later and let you all know about the address, okay? She would like for all the women that can attend to please attend the Women on the Front Line. It's going to be a great day. We're having some great speakers. Sister G is one of the greatest speakers that's going to be there. Then we have the powerful Miss Mother Henry, Mother Dr. Henry. Then we have the dynamite Diana. Then we have the amazing Miss Anderson. So it seems like it's going to be such a great day. We'll have singing, praising, and just enjoying the day with the women. It's going to be a ladies' night, a ladies' day. So this is January the 24th at 2 to 4. They're going to have food afterwards, but I don't have the address with me in here, so I'm going to have to get it when I get to my car. So that's what we're doing today, so... I want to just be able to help her with this. She wanted to get it announced on the radio so we can try to get as many women out as we can. So, women, if you're not doing anything between 2 and 4 on the 24th, not this Friday, but next Friday, please come out.
Saturday?
Next Saturday.
Yeah.
Sorry. Next Saturday. Please come and hear these ladies speak. It's going to be a great day. But please try to come out if you can. I'm going to sing This Little Light of Mine. I'm going to let it shine.
Amen.
This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, and I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Everywhere I go, and I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I, Lord. I'm going to let it shine. Shine for you and I. I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, all in my church. I'm going to let it shine, all in my church, Lord. I'm going to let it shine, all in my church. And I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And everywhere I go, whoa, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Everywhere I go, I'm going to let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. For this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, Lord, I'm going to let it shine. Well, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Amen.
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 I thank the Lord for that song. We've had God Has Smiled on Me. We've had someone sing Walk With Me, Lord. And This Little Light of Mine. Well, we have Minister Stacy and the girls on this morning. From Jacksonville, Florida. Good morning, Minister Stacy and Bianca and Jabria. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. What are y'all going to sing this morning?
I guess I'll sing Lord, You Awesome. Chase Me Out.
All right. The girls going to sing with you?
Yeah, they're right here.
All right. Good morning, Bianca and Jabria. How y'all doing?
Good.
All right. Did y'all see the snow this weekend when you were at school?
Yes.
All right. All right. Wasn't enough to make a snowman, but maybe one day. I love you all, girls.
Love you, too.
All right. I want to hear y'all sing with your mama. Go ahead.
Lord, You are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, You are awesome. Hallelujah. Yes. Lord, You are awesome. Sing it again, Lord. Lord, You are awesome. If it wasn't, for Your love, if it wasn't for Your grace, I don't know where I'd be without You. If it wasn't for Your love, if it wasn't for Your love, if it wasn't for Your grace, I don't know where I'd be without You. Lord, Lord, You're awesome. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, You're awesome. Hallelujah. Yeah, Lord. Sing it again, Lord, Lord, You are awesome. I'm chasing, 'cause I'm chasing after You, no matter what I have to do, 'cause I need You more and more. I'm chasing after you, no matter what I have to do, because I need you more and more, 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 more and more. I'm chasing after you. I'm praising my way through just to be closer to you. I'm chasing after you. I'm chasing after you. I'm praising my way through just to be close. Just to be closer to you. Hallelujah. I'm chasing after you. No matter what I have to do. Because I need you more and more. I'm chasing after you. No matter what I have to do. Because I need you. More and more, I need you, because I need you more and more. God, I need you more and more. Lord, I need you more and more. God, I need you more and more. Hallelujah, because I need you more and more, cause I need you more and more. Hallelujah, God, I need you. Hallelujah. God be the glory. Hallelujah, Sister Jean.
Amen, amen. Well, I thank God for you. I hear you doing praise and worship at Pastor G's church today, huh?
Yes, ma'am, amen.
All right, what's the name of the church? Give us the announcement about it. We want to hear.
I don't know the name of the church, amen. I know it's my dear friend I just met a couple of months ago, Apostle G, amen. And God just connected us, and she just asked me to do a praise and worship, so I won't find out today. You know, amen.
All right, well, Pastor G's on here sometimes, but today she's not on, and her church is in Jacksonville, Florida. So we're thanking God for Minister Stacy. We got great men and women of God on with us. They are doing great things for the Lord. They're on the battlefield for the Lord. They're singing, they're praising, they're worshiping, they're ministering, oh, as God is leading them. So I thank God this morning that God has smiled on us, and he's given us this little light of his. Yes, he has. And you know what? He's also walking with us. While we're on the tedious journey, God is walking with us. And you know what? He's an awesome God. We don't even have words to express how awesome our God is. The Word of God says he's majestic. He's clothed in majesty. He's grandiose. He's bigger than we can even think or imagine. You know he's got us in the palm of his almighty hand. What a mighty palm he has. Can you imagine? Everybody can fit in his palm. That's how big, how huge. So, you know, we got things going on. They just minor to him. He said, oh, yeah, that's just my servant. You're going to get through it. I'm going to walk you through it. He's going to walk with us, talk with us through every situation. We just got to get in the secret place and listen to him when he's speaking to us. He's talking. He's talking to you, not just to some people. He is no respecter person. He's talking to everybody, even those who are not saved. He's telling them, get saved. Get right with God. He tells them, get saved. And with those who are, he's saying, stay on the path of righteousness. Don't let your feet slip. He's keeping us on the path. Well, we are blessed today. Our speaker is a mighty woman of God. She is a pastor in the fivefold ministry. God gave to the church some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors, some teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in unity of the faith and the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure and the stature, the fullness of Christ. So I thank God this morning for a minister that's going to be speaking this morning. She's a mighty woman of God. Her name is Pastor Tori Coates from Middletown, Ohio. Good morning, Pastor Coates. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing great. Y'all got snow on the ground in Ohio?
Oh, yes. We got 5 inches.
Okay. They have snow somewhere. Thank God. Well, we are so grateful that she comes on with us. Every time I ask her, she said, yes, Sister G, I'm coming. So I thank God for those faithful warriors who come on and bring the word of God, deliver the word, making sure we're being perfected, making sure we're doing the work of the ministry. They're encouraging us. They're building us up in the most holy faith. And I tell you what, Pastor Tori is an intercessor, a mighty intercessor, a woman on the wall. She's one of those cunning women, skillful in prayer. And I thank God for the prayer she prayed for me and for the body of Christ. So we're thinking, so tell us a little bit about your church. Her husband is the pastor.
My husband is the pastor, Pastor Jamie L. Coates, Sr. We are originally from Georgia, and we moved here over 8 years ago. And the Lord has just been moving at the church, at New Era Baptist Church, and we are thankful for what God is doing and how he's moving in the ministry and the kingdom.
Amen. You there, Pastor Tori?
Yeah, I'm still here. All right, well, good morning, everybody. I hope everyone is doing well this morning. And I wanted to just start off by just giving having a declaration, and you can repeat this after me. God has
God
me where
has,
I need.
God has
me
God
where
has.
I need. Me, has me where I need to be.
God has me
God
where
has
I need to
be.
Okay, and then I may be going through trials and tribulations.
I may be going through trials and tribulations.
But the Lord
says
that I will go through trials and tribulations.
That I will go through trials and tribulations.
But God
also
is there for you.
Is there for us.
He will give me supernatural strength.
He will give me supernatural strength.
He will give me wisdom. And he promises to deliver based on the word of God and his promises. Amen. Hallelujah. So I wanted to just say that because a lot of times during our trials and tribulations, we lose hope on how things happen and what happens. And I just wanted to do that as a declaration. I know in my life I've been emotionally driven a lot of times by my trials and tribulations and the circumstances. And I wanted you all to know that God is there for you during this time. So now as we get ready to go to the Word of God, I'm going to come from 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, which is commonly known as the love chapter. And it says, I'm speaking from, I felt led to speak from a version called The Message, which is an easier translation As the Lord was giving me this morning the information that he wanted me to speak about, he said he wanted me to come from the Message. And it says, if I speak with human eloquence and angelic ecstasy, but do not have love, I am nothing but the creaking of a rusty gate. If I speak God's word with power, revealing all his mysteries and making everything plain as day, and I have faith that says to a mountain, jump, and it jumps, but I don't love, I am nothing. If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. Love never gives up. Love cares more for others than for self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut, doesn't have a swelled head. It doesn't force itself on others. It's always me first, isn't always me first, doesn't fly off the handle, doesn't keep score of the sins of others, doesn't revel when others grovel, takes pleasure in the flowering of truth, puts up with anything, trusts God always, and always looks for the best. Never looks back, but keeps going to the end. And that is the word of God. But my focus today is going to be on verses 3 through 7 that talks about what love is. And so I want to start out to you today and talk to you a little bit of just about love. In our lives, so many times we see situations, we see movies, we see television shows where everybody displays levels of love. We see some levels of love displayed where people are unconditional, and we see some levels of love displayed as being conditional. And sometimes in our own lives, we have family members or even friends or people like that that shows us unconditional love. And also we have some people who are conditional. And the difference between the two is a person that shows you unconditionally love, they usually are using what the Word of God says in love in 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, and the 3rd through 7th verse. And so I'm going to talk to you a little bit about that in just a second. But then also we have people who have what we call conditional love. The love that they give us is conditioned. Now, sometimes we have people who love us conditionally, and those people have strings attached. And what I mean by that is sometimes these strings attached are verbal strings attached, meaning that they will love you based on if you do something for them, based on the fact that you have to reciprocate in a certain type of way, and that type of thing. For example, it may be a mother, and when she shows you love and gives you all the love you need and is always calling and talking to you about things, but only if you are coming to pick her up every week to go to the grocery store. But maybe one week you are not able to go to the grocery store, and the next week you're not able to go to the grocery store. And then all of a sudden, the ways that she was showing love begin to disappear. That is what you call love in the form of a conditional manner. And so now sometimes people do this primarily by being very vocal about it, and some people do this by not being vocal. They're very passive. And say, for instance, you came to your father about a situation in which he handled it a certain way and you felt offended. So once you felt offended and you talked to him about that particular situation, your father began to just stop communicating with you altogether because he didn't like the fact that you had a certain level of respect for yourself and to come to him and basically kind of challenge him. But the thing about it is not that you were challenging him, but the Word of God does also say that if you are offended, that you should go to a person. And so if this particular person begins to show you that he or she is not going to be there for you, is only going to be there for you when things are going a certain way for them, then the level of love is what you call conditional. And so a lot of times you will find those levels of conditions based on people who are very, very controlling. And so sometimes we have to be very careful in those situations to where we have to really ask the Lord and go to him on those situations. Now, but God sent Jesus to die on the cross for our sins. And he gave us the best example of love, and that was unconditional love. So when we think about what Jesus went through, we see that Jesus went through the unconditional levels of love. And how do we know that he went through those unconditional levels of love? Well, let's look at how he handled the situations. Throughout the times that Jesus was with the disciples, many of them grumbled and complained. And even at one point, Jesus already knew that Judas had already betrayed him. And you can find that story in the Lord's Supper, in any of the Gospels, where Jesus actually tells them, there is someone here. Imagine being at the Lord's Supper. Imagine being at dinner and telling the people that one of you have betrayed me, and basically looking in that person's eye and letting him know that he had betrayed him. And then one of you all will deny me. So Jesus displayed the levels of unconditional love because he never gave up. Even though he told Peter what Peter was going to do, he said to Peter, once he came back to earth, he said, Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. And he said that to him several times to remind Peter that he had forgiven him. So it is that we understand that the most perfect example that we can have for unconditional love would be Jesus. Not only did Jesus do that, but Jesus cared for others more than he did himself. And in our relationship, a lot of times we as family members, we do not always care for everybody else in our family more than we do our others. And I'm not talking about some of you. Some of you all are very extreme nurturers to the point of you completely only care about your family and you totally sacrifice yourself. And I'm not talking about those type of people, but I'm talking about some of the other people who may have like certain levels of hidden. You've probably heard of situations where husbands may have hidden the money and doesn't really share. Maybe the mother needs something and the children need something, but because he doesn't really want to share his money. Or it may be a wife who has been the type where she does all the shopping and she doesn't, when she shops, she only shops for herself. And even with our children, sometimes they become so engrossed in their life that they completely, all they talk about to their parents is on the weekends, can you take me here? Can you take me there? And they completely neglect their parents' plans. So as a family, love goes both ways. It is a teamwork effort. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. You know of some of those people who are possibly people who they want everything, and they become more and more like the Joneses. Instead of always they want, if the Joneses have it, they want to get that too. If they have one of Michael Kors purse, that person has a Michael Kors purse, they want a Michael Kors purse. If that person has a Coach, they want a Coach. If that person has a Bentley, they want a Bentley. And it becomes so overwhelming, not only to that particular person, but to the family, because if you're out trying to go and get everything that everybody else has, your family is going to go without. And remembering that the family is very, very important. Every family has a certain culture, and because it has a certain culture, each family's, the Jones family may not need the same thing as the Smith family. So the finances should be different, and it doesn't mean that you have to have the same thing that the other person has. And sometimes it's just learning how to not compare yourself to other people at all, because then we get caught up in materialism. Love doesn't strut. Love doesn't boast about what it has. And love doesn't always say, I'm the best and I'm this. Sometimes the best things in life is to be quiet and just allow other people to find your secret gifts. And love doesn't have a swelled head. It doesn't force itself on others. Sometimes, I've learned this the long way, the hard way in my life, I've always had a passion for people and loved them and wanted them the best for them. And a lot of times what I would do would force myself or force my opinions or force my advice because it was something that I had been through and I wanted something better for them. And I would force myself on them. But instead of me getting the results that I would desire, which is that they would learn from what I'm saying, what I found was that people resented me because of that. And it was being more of a controlling, having a controlling spirit to where people couldn't receive what I had to give to them. And that within itself is not necessarily, that's more of what you call conditional love instead of what you call loving unconditionally. And so then I began to pray about it, and I asked God, God, show me what I need to do. So now God has shown me how to sometimes be quiet, and if people need help, they will come to me for help. And if they don't need help, then I just usually pray for them. And so using those strategies, God has blessed me to be more of a passionate and compassionate person. And now I'm able to, I have people who can come to me and say, you know, what do you think about this? And then I'm able to talk to them about those types of things in love. And so it isn't always first. A person who is showing unconditional love is not always going to be the first person. And a person who is showing unconditional love doesn't always fly off the handle. And I don't know about you, but I too have had to go through these types of things with the fact that when I'm working with situations with my son or my daughter, and when things happen, I would get so emotionally driven by what was going on. But the reason why I would be so emotionally driven was because in the back of my mind, I wasn't completely trusting God. Because if I truly trust God, and I would not have the spirit of fear that will cause me or actually turn my levels of emotions on to where I respond by screaming and yelling and that type of thing. And so through God's help and prayer, I've been able to learn how to handle my temper, as you may, when situations and things come about. Don't keep score of sins of other people. Sometimes in our lives, we have we keep score. We keep score in the back of our minds. And then when we get in an argument, that's when we bring it up. Well, you remember when you did this? So, and then sometimes it's just reminding the person, oh, you're keeping score, you know, that you shouldn't keep score. You know, if you said you forgive me, then it is your responsibility to move on with the situation. Don't keep bringing the situation back up. It's like you put me on a hook every time. And imagine in our life, imagine if the people that you love and that you have wronged and you went to them for forgiveness, imagine every time you turn around, they kept bringing that particular situation up. And so, in essence, what they're doing is putting you back on the coke hook. And so what we have to remember is that God, when we mess up and when we do things we shouldn't do, doesn't put us back on the coke hook. What he does is he has already sent that level of wrongdoing to the sea of forgetfulness. And so it is important. And sometimes for some people, that's an area of weakness. And we have to go to God and ask, Lord, help me. Help me in this situation. Help me so that I won't continue to be like that. And it doesn't take pleasure in flowering of the truth. Sometimes we have certain people, and this is loving conditionally, again, would be people who basically what they do is they only tell parts of the truth to be able to get certain requirements or certain benefits from a situation. And that within itself is not true love. It is not a unconditional love. And so love puts up with anything. And it means, and basically what I'm saying is, there are going to be situations in your family members. Family members are going to have situations in their lives. And they're going to have issues. They're going to have weaknesses and shortcomings, just like you have shortcomings and weaknesses. But it is us loving them unconditionally means I love you. And I know that this is your situation, that this is your shortcoming, and that this is your flaw. And I am going to deal with you at a certain level. For instance, if you have a girlfriend, and every time you and your all your girlfriends meet, but you have one girlfriend, her name is Lisa, and every time you all meet, Lisa is late. Well, this is Lisa's shortcoming. This is Lisa's flaw, okay? So if every time you meet with her and all your other girlfriends and you're the only one getting upset because Lisa's not there and everybody else is having a good time, then you're actually punishing yourself because you're not enjoying your friends because you're mad because you're such a punctual person and you're always on time and you're always right on time. You're always there 10 minutes before, and because Lisa isn't, then what you're doing is not only are you punishing yourself, but you are actually causing situations for your girlfriends and for you all not to actually enjoy life. And so it is when you start learning, well, that's Lisa. She's going to be late, but she'll be here. But those are some of the things that we have to learn how to do is deal with people's flaws and situations. One of the things I want to talk to you all about before I close is something called emotional banking. And one of the things, this is most important for families in general and relationships. In life, there is a physical bank where we deposit money. All right. When we deposit money and we need to go to the store or we have an emergency arise and we withdraw money from that, then we're able to do the things that we need to do. But when we go to the bank, and now I'm talking about our emotional bank, if we are a Christian, when we are a person who is loving people unconditionally, we're going to put in what you call emotional bank deposits. That means what we're going to do, if I would put into my husband banking deposits. Banking deposits might mean if he asked me to cook his favorite, which is banana pudding, that I do it. Or maybe I surprise him by cooking a banana pudding. Or maybe I sent him a card in the mail and put on it King Colts or things like that. Or maybe I sent him a real nice text. Or maybe I complimented him and just showing him love and different things like that. Well, if something happens, maybe I had a bad day at work. Well, if I came home and I was just really withdrawn and upset and things like that, because I have put into his emotional banking, you know, he can overlook my situation that particular day, or he can overlook some of the flaws that I might have and things like that. And the same thing goes for our kids. You know, if we spend time with our kids, or sometimes it's just a matter of showing your children love. One of the things that I have really been so impressed with my husband lately about is my husband is not a sports fan. And that's because he never had anyone to show him how to do sports when he was younger. But my son loves sports. And so just a while back, my husband has been working on learning more and more about the game that my son loves the most right now, which is football. And so now he looks at the football games and he talks to my son about the football games. So because he is meeting my son on a need or a level where he is excited, it adds more emotional strength. He is making a deposit into my son's emotional bank. Whereas if my husband had said, yeah, you like sports, I'm not looking at sports with you, I'm not doing this with you, I'm not doing that with you, I'm not going to even go to your games. So what he would be doing there would be levels of withdrawals. So that what the goal would be for us to have our son. My husband's goal is primarily for him to understand that when his son gets older, when my son gets older, that he will remember those days that my husband did those things that were not necessarily his forte, but he went up and beyond the call of duty. He put my son first before he did himself. He could be looking at something that he likes, which might be preaching or the home gardening show, but instead of, he's putting my son first. And so that is what unconditional love is. And so I wanted to share those things with you because sometimes in our lives, in our family cultures, it becomes very difficult to understand how we need to continue to love unconditionally instead of loving conditionally. As Jesus Christ has loved us unconditional, it is therefore our goal and our desire to learn love, to be more like Jesus and to love unconditionally. And as we close in prayer, I want to just pray right now for each family member that is here and each extended family member. Dear Father God, I thank you for this glorious day. I thank you, Lord, that you have shown us the perfect way to love Jesus like unconditionally. Lord, and as you have shown us that, Lord, we pray right now in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you would just help every person that is here, Father God. Restore every relationship, Father God, Lord, that is not like you. And restore relationships that have been torn and worn and that may be going through difficulties. And, Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that you would give us wisdom and guidance, Lord, in how to repair our relationships and how to love completely, unconditionally, like you have. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. What a word, what a word. I thank God for the word. I thank God for the declarations. And I wrote one of them down. It says, he will give me supernatural strength, and he promises to deliver based on the word of God and his promises. And I just love that chapter, the love chapter, 1 Corinthians 13. What a powerful message. I thank you so much, Pastor Tori. And I just love the way she broke it down in English, you know, simple terms, everyday things that are happening in our lives. How she talked about emotional banking, banking deposits, and levels of withdrawal. Those are, you know, things that we can understand in this day and time. So I just love the way you brought forth the word. I appreciate it. Love. What is love? What is love? She asked the question, what is love? So now you got what love is. You don't remember? Read 1 Corinthians 13, chapter 13. And she was dwelling on verses 3 through 7, the love chapter. So I thank God on Family Day. You know, we need to love, learn to love each other, to be tolerant of each other, to be long-suffering of each other. Love is long-suffering. Love suffers long. So I thank God for a powerful word, Pastor Tori. We appreciate you. We love you so much.
Praise God. Thank you. Praise God.
Amen. Well, you know, God wants people to be saved. Now, I don't know for sure, but I believe that's one of the reasons he hasn't come back yet, because he wants the whole world to be saved. And, you know, there are people who are still not saved yet. So God is calling men everywhere to be saved. And then once we get saved, you know, we're praying for our fathers, our mothers, our sisters, our brothers, our aunts, our uncles, our cousins. We're praying for the whole family to be saved, not just us. We don't want to just go to heaven by ourselves. We want to see everybody there in our family. So Jesus died so he could set us free from our sins. But there was no sin in Jesus. We were birthed into sin in our mother's belly. So, you know, we like I tell you, we got two families. So I thank God that Jesus died so we could be saved. He sacrificed. That's true love. He honored his word above his name. He honors us. God loves us so much that he gave Jesus to die. What kind of love is that? You know, sometimes we don't always understand. Parents have lost their children, but God lost his only son, Jesus. But thank God, Jesus sits on the right hand. He raised him up from the dead, and he intercedes. He prays for you. Yes, he does. He prays for me. Yes, he does. So don't you think you're alone. He walks with you, talks with you. He's that lamp and that light. Now, let me tell you something. We don't want to go back to our old ways. You know, those old ways, like Pastor Tori talked about, are keeping track. Yeah, remember in 1912, you were rolling your eyes at me. I remember in 1959, you stepped on my right foot. We don't want to keep track of all the wrongs. We want to remember, yes, I remember when you prayed for me when I was in trouble. I remember when you brought me food when I was hungry. I remember when I was in prison, you came to visit me. That's what love is. I remember when I was in need and didn't have a dime. You brought me money. That's what love is. Love is practical. It ain't, you know, something way out there we can't touch. Love is practical. You know, going like she said, her husband went to the game. He's not interested in sports, but he's interested in his son. You may not be interested in what your daughter, your son is interested in, but you love your child. So give up who you are and just take time and be with them. This is Family Day. Well, we have time for testimonies. Press 1 if you're not already on live. Give a testimony. Oh, everybody giving silent testimony. We need something. You don't press 1, say about loud. I know you're thanking Amen. God over there, but thank him on the radio.
Amen. I just thank the Lord. Amen. 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 God is good. Amen. God, there's so many testimonies that God has done for us. Amen. Where to begin? Amen. Amen. Was it June? God saved my life. I mean, I could have been gone. I mean, I had a secret. I was having those deep sleeps where only it seemed like God could wake you up. Some deep ones. But God brought me out, and I'm still here. I don't have any more. I haven't had another seizure since. Amen. So, amen. I just thank God for life. I just thank
God.
Amen.
He's a healer. Yes, he is. Thank you, Minister.
He's a healer.
Yes, he is. Okay, Jackie, you got a testimony. Jackie Travis, you press 1. You got a testimony? All right. Well, I don't know where Brother David is. I see Sister Donna on here, his wife. But I don't see him. Any more testimonies? You know, God has been so good, so faithful, so kind, so loving. He wakes us up every morning. Good God Almighty, you know it's 2015, and many people didn't make it. But I'm here to tell you I made it. You made it. Thank God. You know, 2014, you know, you were going through this, you were going through that, but Lord brought you through. He saw you. He said, oh, my God, my daughter's going through this, my son's going through this. I'm right here with them. So I thank the Lord that he is right here with us. All right. There you go. In the Emmanuel family, they got a testimony. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Donna. So my David and the two boys and a cousin, they're at an event. It's like fathers and sons and nephews, and it's just all of the men, and I think they're just going to be just having discussions and, you know, just trying to lead the younger ones into a better way, you know, just talking to them and, you know, getting closer. So I'm thankful for that. So I came on to testimony for that they're taking the time out and they, you know, they're being involved in these kids' lives. So, yeah, thank God for that.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Don. Mm-hmm. We appreciate you.
I appreciate you, too. Thank
you. Okay. Any more testimonies? Press 1. All right, moving right along. It's prayer time. Need prayer today? State your prayer request. I'm praying for Minister Donna Hawkins. She has to do a eulogy this morning. So I know the Lord is going to give her strength. We'll be praying for the Johnson family and for Mother Newsom, Mother Hawkins. And we're going to be praying for Brother David and the father-son time. You know those fathers and sons that are spending time. Any more prayer requests? I'll be praying for Jackie and her senior citizens and her family, her husband's business, that, you know, the men will go get their hair cut. Yeah, you know, we like to see clean-cut hair. Anybody else?
Sister G, pray for me on today doing praise and worship at Sister G service and for my family and for my my sister Pam and my cousin Pearl and Pete. And just pray for the body of Christ, for all the leaders, and maybe join together with the harvest.
Amen.
Just pray for my kids. I think it's so good this way. My son is graduating this year.
Your son?
Yeah, they get everything they need for us. Yeah, he's graduating this year.
What's his name?
Andrew, I'm graduating too this year. Andrew, and I'm graduating too this year.
Okay. What's his name?
Andrew.
Andrew, okay. All
I'm
right.
Amen. Thank you, Pastor.
Amen. Anybody else? Prayer request. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Tori to join me in praying for people this morning. Pastor Tori, can you pray for Minister Donna Hawkins? She has to do a eulogy at the Johnson's. Mr. Johnson passed away, so if you could pray for his family, Mother Hawkins, and, oh, he got cut off. Ah, Pastor Tori got cut off, so maybe she'll be back. But anyway, I'll start the prayer, and maybe she'll come back in. Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, there she is. Okay, hold on. I'm going to let her pray for him. All right, Pastor Tori. Did you hear my
yes.
prayer request? You want me to repeat the prayer request?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, if you could pray for Minister Donna Hawkins this morning. She has to do a eulogy for the Johnsons. They lost the father, the husband, and then Mother Hawkins and Mother Newsom in the Hawkins family. So if you could pray for that for us, please.
Okay. Dear Father God, we pray for Minister Donna, Lord. Lord, as she gets ready to do the eulogy, Father God, for this family, Lord, who has lost someone, and we just pray right now, Lord, that you would continue to move mightily, Lord, in her right now. We pray, Lord, that the body, the flesh dies and the spirit come forth. And, Lord, that as she come forth, Father God, Lord, that her words will be clear, Father God, and, Lord, that everything that she prepared for this eulogy, Father God, would come to her remembrance. Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that she would have organized thoughts, Father God. We come against any distractions, Lord, that may turn up, Father God, during this time, Father God. We pray, Lord, that people will not walk and that no one gets sick when she is praying, Lord, and that people will be responsive to what she's saying. And, Father God, we pray that as you preach the word of God, Lord, that it will not fall on deaf ear, Lord. It will, that you will open up the ears of the people that are there, Father God. And, Lord, they will be astounded by the anointing that is going to flow through her, Father. And, Lord, we thank you right now for just healing, Lord, this family, Lord, during this message that she gives, Lord. That it would be a message of healing, Father God, like no ever before, Father God. And, Lord, if there are people that are there, Lord, that are not saved, we pray, Lord, that you would just bless, Father God, and that you would just also allow them to become saved, Father God, and that they will want to be saved. We pray, Lord, for signs and wonders to take place during this message. And, Lord, we give you all the praise and honor for that. And, Lord, we pray right now for the others that Minister G told me about, Lord, that you will move mightily, Lord, in their situations. Lord, you know everything about them. You know what's going on. Father God, we pray right now in the name of Jesus for supernatural strength, Father God, for them to deal with the things that they're dealing with, Lord. We pray for wisdom and knowledge, Lord. Oh, Father God, we pray that you would just dispatch your angels around them right now like no other before, Father God. And, Lord, that when they finish, Lord, continuing to acknowledge you, Lord. Lord, that there is hope like no other. Lord, that there's not a cloud in their mind, Father God, and they know what they need to do, Lord. And, Lord, we give you all the honor and we give you all the praise because we know you're able to do it exceedingly abundantly above whatsoever we could ever imagine, Father God, because of your word and your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And, Father, I just thank you for Brother David. And I thank you, Lord God, for those men and their sons that are getting together, Lord. And I pray, Father God, for spiritual knowledge, spiritual wisdom to come forth from those fathers or the speakers, oh God. And I thank you, Lord God, for the time that they are spending with their sons. May they remember this time always, oh God. May they remember who you are. May they be taught of you, oh God, and great shall be their peace in the name of Jesus. So, Father, we cover those men and their sons with the blood of Jesus. And we just thank you, oh God. We even thank you for mothers and daughters who get together in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for the word going forth like never before. We thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus for protection, guidance, direction, wise counsel for these fathers and their sons in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Tori, would you pray for Jackie and the senior citizens that she take care of, and her husband is a barber. Could you pray for his business?
Mm-hmm. Dear Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this hour. We pray for Sister Jackie and the things that she take care of, Father God. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray right now, Lord, that you would just move mightily, Father, Lord, with these seniors, Lord, and with Sister Jackie, Lord. Father God, I pray right now, Lord, that you would bless her with a temperament, Lord, like no other, Lord. that you will continue to give her what she needs, Lord, to be an instrument of love to these people, Father God. And, Lord, when some of these seniors start acting different and frustrated and irritated because of the fact that they can't use their limbs anymore and that they can't do the things that they used to do, Lord, Lord, that you would just bless her with a spirit of peace and calm, and you would just begin to just allow her to just caress their arms and shoulders and just allow the spirit of peace, Lord, that the anointing of peace, Lord, will be upon them after they have been in contact with Sister Jackie, Lord. And, Lord, that it will emanate throughout every area of her life, and she will begin to get favor beyond favor, Father God, from her superiors, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for blessing her. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for giving her the right words, for speaking hope and supernatural strength, Lord, in these people. And, Father, we thank you, Lord, for moving, Father God, in that area. Lord, we pray for her husband, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he be the head and not the tail, Lord, that he will be men coming in, Lord, from the east, west, south, and north. Lord, we thank you right now in the name of Jesus, Father God, that you would just move like no before. Lord, we thank you, Jesus, because we know you're able to do it, Father God. We pray right now, Lord, that you would give them the strategy as it relates to marketing, Father God, using social media, Father God, using Facebook, using Twitter, using Instagram, Lord, and being able to take pictures and putting them on the Facebook and putting them on Instagram and Twitter. Lord, Lord, give him wisdom. Help his wife, Father God, to be an instrument and a vessel with him on his marketing use, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for marketing being able to come to them easily, ideas flowing easily, Father God. We place a hedge of protection, Father God, around both of their businesses, Lord. And, Lord, that you would just bless their businesses, Lord. Dispatch your angels around them. Nothing by no means shall hurt it, Father God. And, Lord, we thank you right now. We thank you for peace be still in every situation as they're moving their businesses and trying to prosper their business. And, Lord, we come to you right now just asking, Lord, that you will bless Sister G in this workshop that she's getting ready to go to. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray right now, Lord, Lord, that this will be a conference like no other before. Lord, that every woman that is there, Lord, who is speaking, Father God, the anointing will flow, Father God, that their voices and their conversations, Lord, that they speak, Father God, will be completely solely upon you, Father God. They would have prepared, Father God, and everything that they remember, Father God, from their preparation, Lord, will flow easily and effortlessly. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, because we know, Lord, that you will do a mighty thing. We pray that souls will be saved, that addictions will be destroyed, that yokes will be destroyed, strongholds will be destroyed. We pray that women who have been molested will be whole. We pray that women who are hurting will be healed. We pray that women who have fear will be have faith. And we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And Father God, we just thank you for Minister Stacy as she go to Royal Tabernacle House of Praise today to do the praise of God, to lead in worship and praise. I pray, Father, that you go before her. You go with her, oh God. And I thank you, Father God, for the anointed songs of praise. Oh God, may the praises of you be in their mouths, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you for the anointing of praise upon her life to destroy yokes and bondages off of people, oh God, to set them free, to give beauty for ashes, oh God, the oil of joy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord God, what you're going to do through Minister Stacy as she go to Royal Tabernacle House of Praise today with Apostle G and the family of God there in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord God, for moving by your spirit in the entire service, moving mountains, doing great things, oh God. And, Father, I just lift up her child, her son, Andrew, as Andrew is about to graduate from high school, oh God. I thank you for setting goals for Andrew, oh God, that he would not just stop with high school, Father God, but that he would continue his education and let him get godly education, that he would learn of you and great shall be his peace, and her girls would get godly educations, O God. In the name of Jesus, I thank you, O God, for Minister Stacy's children. O God, bless them. Keep them under the shadow of your almighty wings. And, Lord, I lift up her family members that are not well. I thank you for healing virtue going throughout their bodies. I ask you to bless this family like never before. And, Lord, she has many petitions in before you, but I thank you that you heard them before she called. And, Father, even as we close on Bible Storyland today, I lift up each and every singer that sang and gave praise and glory and honor unto you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And I just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing in each one of their lives. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Donna Hawkins. I thank you, Lord God, for Mother Fanny. I thank you, Lord God, for Jackie Travis. I thank you, Lord God, for Minister Stacy, all the songs that were sang. And I thank you for Pastor Tori, Lord God. Bring forth your word of love and comfort and strength. Oh, Father God, I thank you for 1 Corinthians 13, that we would live and love like never before, that we would learn to love, love, love. Let love be our portion daily, Lord God. May we learn to be long-suffering with one another. May we prefer one another over ourselves, O God. May we abide under the shadow of your almighty wings, O God. Let us not just be noise, saying I love you and not mean it, O God. But let us be love in action, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we just thank you, Lord, for what you're doing today, what you've done already. I thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for us putting deposits into our bank account, our spiritual bank account, O God, so we can make withdrawals, Father God, of love, love. Let us have unconditional love for one another, O God. Let us never deny you, but to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength. And I thank you for Bible Storyland, every person who comes on a weekly basis, O God, even for first-time callers, O God. I thank you for what you're doing in each one today. Oh, bless our families. Draw us closer to you, Father God. I pray a hedge of protection around them. I bind up backlash, retaliation, revenge from the enemy. And I just thank you for what you're doing in each one of us. I know that we are under construction, Lord God, and you are doing mighty great things in us. And we agree with your plans. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. God loves you, and so do I, but you already know he loves you more than I ever can. I don't have the capacity to love the way the Lord loves, but I love you with all that he's given me to love you. And he said for us to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. So, Father, where we shall fall short, oh, teach us how to love like you want us to love each other, oh, God. In the name of Jesus. So I just thank the Lord for each of you. Let's please God by studying his word, reading his word, meditating on his word, and most of all, obeying his word. That's love. Love is obedience. Have an awesome day praising God, glorifying him. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. I look forward to hearing from you next Saturday. It'll be joyful praise day. Come join us. Oh, for the mighty time. You know the Lord joins us weekly, daily. So we're honoring God. I love you. Talk to you soon.
God bless you.
God bless y'all. I love y'all.
Love y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I love you. Hallelujah, Jesus.